I met with this patient and his wife to learn their perspective on the diagnostic and treatment process, and the patient began by commenting on the retirement lifestyle he's been leading for more than 15 years.
I'm a very active person. I go to the workout center 3 days a week. I work out, and I'm active. I play golf 1 day a week, and we were going to the beach. We do some volunteer work. We volunteer for the Ronald McDonald House soup kitchen, and I've always been in pretty good health. It started out one night. I woke up with a stomach ache. It wasn't real bad, but it was a stomach ache. And next morning, I didn't think nothing of it, so I mentioned it to my wife, and she says, I want you to go and see our gastrologist. So she got me an appointment with him, and he talked to me, and he says, well, it's probably nothing, but let's take a look down in your stomach. So he ran a test, and he called me a couple days later and said it was lymphoma, cancer. So he asked me what cancer doctor I'd want, and Dr. Hart is a member of our church, and we're real close. So I told him I'd like to go see Dr. Hart.
I'm curious what the reaction was for both of you when you found out that this was a cancer.
Oh, it was devastating.
She was upset more than me. Now, I told myself when they said I had cancer, I said, I don't know anything about cancer, just what I've heard. I must leave my health to Dr. Hart and to the good Lord. And I prayed about it. And I've just relaxed. I haven't thought any more of it. And I go with my treatments. And that's about all I can say.
I worried enough for both of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It made me very sick. Mm-hmm. I had to go to a psychiatrist because I couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. George mm-hmm. never seemed to be concerned about it. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that maybe he was just trying to act like that because mm-hmm. he didn't want me to be concerned about it. But I was very concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, well, what am I going to do? What's going to happen to us? What if he dies? What am I going to do?
When you met with Dr. Hart to sort of go through what was going on, what did he explain to you in terms of what type of tumor it was and sort of what the plan was going to be?
Well, he said it was in my stomach and it was a lymphoma. And he says, I'm going to start you out with chemo and you're going to take treatments in chemo. Then after that, you can take some radiation and we'll go from there. And then he says, your health is good. He said, you got a good attitude. My health is still pretty good. You know, I'm still working out and doing the things that I normally do. And he said, I think you'll get through this okay.
He was very optimistic,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He says that he really thinks that it's going to be curable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you heard about cancer or thought about cancer?
Well, you always think about the bad things of cancer.
Dying. Yeah, and that's really what I thought. I said, well, maybe there's nothing can be done. But after I talked to Dr. Hart and I felt better, like I said, I just didn't worry about it. And I think not worrying has helped me more than anything, any medicine or anything else. Huh?
What did he tell you to expect in terms of side effects or problems from the chemo?
He told him that he might lose some of his hair, but he didn't think so.
No.
But he might. Mm-hmm. And actually, George got along very well.
No.
He did lose a little hair, but he got it back.
The girl grew back.
And when you were receiving the chemotherapy, did you have any sickness to your stomach, nausea, vomiting?
Never.
Mm-mm.
Did you feel very tired during the chemotherapy?
No.
Normal energy level?
I didn't work out at all during the chemo. Didn't.
Yeah.
So you stopped working out, but were you able to do your other sort of daily activities?
Yeah.
Did he have as much energy as normal?
No, he did not.
How difficult a problem was it? Was he in bed or was
No. He was never in bed. But, I mean, you know, he just wasn't. He didn't have the get up and go that he had.
So it sounds like while you were getting the chemotherapy, other than some tiredness, it really didn't have a big effect on you.
No.
It didn't.
Was that surprising to you?
It was to me.
You were expecting it to be a lot more difficult.
Mm-hmm, because we read all the books and things that they gave us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it indicated that, you know, it would be But he was very fortunate.
Did you have any side effects when you got the Rituxan?
No.
Sometimes people, the first time they get Rituxan, get kind of a reaction during the infusion. Did you have any problems during the infusion at all?
Mm-hmm.
No hair loss?
Very little hair loss. And
Didn't make you sick or anything like that?
No, my appetite was good. I lost about 6 pounds when I first started the treatments. And then I started gaining them back. And right now my weight is the same it was 2 years ago.
And when you were getting just the Rituxan alone, did you have normal activity and energy levels? Did it go back to normal?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
And I went back, didn't I go back to the...
You're taking Rituxan now, honey.
You're taking it now, and you feel... Do you feel now, you're still on the Rituxan now, do you feel the same as you walk around, same activities as you did before this whole thing started? So, kind of like, what's your take on this whole experience?
I'm excited about it, thank God.
Are you surprised about what happened?
Well, I'm surprised that it happened that fast, but like I say, I didn't worry about it because I figured if I start worrying about it, that's the worst thing I could do. And I think anybody today that gets cancer, try not to worry about it and try to live a normal good life if you can.
And go see Dr. Hart.
Yeah, and go see Dr. Hart.
Do you know much about Rituxan?
No.
Nothing.
Isn't it about the same thing as chemo?
Actually, it's different. It's actually considered an immune type of therapy. Whereas chemotherapy, it's a very strong type of treatment that attacks rapidly dividing cells kind of in general. So it might attack, for example, people lose hair because it can affect the cells in the scalp. It can cause nausea and vomiting in some people. So it has more general effects. Rituxan is much more specific, and it's actually an antibody type of therapy. It's an immune therapy. So it's kind of a newer type of treatment. I guess it's been around for some years now, but it's thought to be more like targeted, more precise in how it deals with the cancer. And that's really kind of part of a trend in cancer therapy in general, more and more treatments like that that are very specific to the cancer. What have your interactions been like with Dr. Hart?
I think he's great. The people, the nurses are all just wonderful. They kept close check on me while I was taking the chemo. And, well, as a matter of fact, they just, every 15 minutes, they were checking each patient. And seemed like everybody in there was happy, talking and everything. So I didn't worry about it. And I had a lot of confidence in Dr. Hart.
What was it like to go to his office and see people with all the different kinds of problems?
It was an absolutely devastating thing. Mm-hmm. When you go into a place and you see rows of recliner chairs and people in every one of them with a needle in them because they have cancer, it's really an eye-opener. It's almost unbelievable.
In what way?
Well, you just can't believe that many people have cancer.
And we're not doing enough for cancer. That's my personal opinion. I just don't think the government, I don't think anybody is doing enough.
If you were going to sit down with another couple who was exactly where you were at the very beginning, you had your biopsy, you go into your doctor said, I think you should get chemotherapy, radiation therapy, what would you say to them? Any advice you would give them?
Well, the first thing I'd say is don't worry about it. Because worry is going to put you in the grave faster. And try to live as much normal life as you can. And then you listen to the doctors. If they say do something, you should do it. Because they know more about cancer than you do. And I think living a normal life is the number one thing that helped me with the cancer. And I think if I talk to anyone else, I would suggest to them that they should try to live a normal life as possible, as much as possible. And Joey, their family and their wife.
Their friends. We continued to go dancing.
Yeah.
And we didn't dance quite as often as we did before, but we continued to do everything. We went out with our friends.
We were doing things that we like to do. You know, we did that before I had cancer, and we decided to, she plays her bridge and I play my golf on Monday or Tuesday, and we go out on Thursday dancing, we play our cards on Wednesday, and we didn't try to change our life, you know. I just wasn't going to let the cancer beat me. That's the way I'm going to feel. And I would tell anybody else, oh, no, don't let the cancer beat you. I said, you can beat it.
And, well, you can't always,
no, you can't always, but you can sure try.